to this guy. He had like a Sex Pistols record and Dead Kennedys, and I was like, I'd never heard anything like that before. I was just kind of like a regular old kid. I didn't really have anything. I liked, you know, like college basketball and soccer. And this kid, Chris Lachlan, moved to our area, and he was the one kid. He had like a bleached rat tail, and he had like a lot of like cool like surf and skate clothes, and he skateboarded. And I was like, that guy's awesome. I don't know, it was because not a lot of people were into it then. Like, it was something that I could have for my own, and I was kind of separate from everyone, and maybe I needed that at that time. I needed to feel some kind of, not importance, but I needed to feel confident in some way. Being a punk kid, that kind of builds your confidence. You have to deal with a lot of crap, especially in the South in the 80s, just wearing weird clothes and having weird hair and like standing out in a strange way and avoiding getting beaten up by Marines at punk shows in Wilmington. I learned about Gabriel from one of the state markers on Broad Street near Broad and 15th. In 1800, this man, Gabriel, attempted to organize a slave revolt. If he would have been successful, would have taken the governor's mansion, and a lot of blood would have been spilled, but it would have changed so much. From my punk rock kid perspective, like the 16-year-old in my head, it means that you can fight back against any oppression. But from like a 40-something year old guy who listens to punk rock occasionally, there's a little hope there that maybe other people will feel it too. It's like a trigger of some sort when you start to learn your history, and maybe it will somehow influence people who don't understand, like all the flaggers that really love the Confederate flag and their heritage, not hate. They have to realize what it means to wave that thing.
One, two, three, four.